Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Thursday afternoon. Mostly sunny today with snow showers possible and a high nearing 19. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. Snow showers likely overnight tonight with a low around 3 degrees. North winds around 15 miles per hour. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 12 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. State officials say they're working to find an independent firm to review procedures after two convicts escaped from Larned State Hospital since June. The Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services said on Tuesday it's working with the Correctional Leaders Association to find a firm to conduct a comprehensive security review at Larned. The effort began after John Colt escaped from prison in June. He was not arrested until September in Utah. The governor's office says the effort will accelerate after another inmate, Isaac Watt, escaped from Larned on Monday night. He was arrested Tuesday in Garden City. Saline County law enforcement authorities are investigating an alleged kidnapping and murder and are asking the public to help locate a suspect identified as 40-year-old Brandon Lee St. Clair. St. Clair is wanted on requested charges including murder in the first degree and aggravated kidnapping. He is described as 6 foot tall, weighs 154 pounds, has brown hair and brown eyes. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy to buy a trailer.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the right trailer at the right price, come on down to Horse Trailer Sales in Biola. They're making it easy to buy a trailer. Horse trailers, travel equipment, hitches, new and used trailers, and a whole lot more. Not only will you find selection, you'll find Horse Trailer Sales experience saves you more, and their service is the best. Horse Trailer Sales, a friendly and helpful staff of professionals who'll see to it that you get what you want at a price that you can afford, because they make it easy.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Call 545-7292.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor. Or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
A fourth injunction against federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates has been obtained by Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt. Schmidt says this past week a federal judge temporarily...
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police have arrested a man suspected in the shooting death of a woman in the Nebraska panhandle town of Kimball. The Nebraska State Patrol said in a news release that the shooting happened Monday night in a Kimball home, killing 21-year-old Tessa Gehring. Kimball police called to the home found Gehring dead with a gunshot wound to the head. Officers arrested 36-year-old William Serrano, whom investigators say was in a relationship with Gehring. Serrano was being held in the Scottsbluff County Jail on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter. The number of new virus cases is surging in Nebraska as the highly contagious Omicron variant spreads more widely in the state. Nebraska health officials reported 8,575 new cases to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention last week. That's 47% more than the 5,826 cases reported the previous week and the highest weekly total since early December of 2020. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Two youth were processed through juvenile intake in Washington County Christmas Day after they allegedly used lighter fluid to start rubber mulch at the Washington Elementary School playground, resulting in major damage to the play structure. It's believed that if totaled, the value of a loss could run some $50,000. The playground area to the north of the high school baseball diamond will be roped off until repairs are made. A report of the investigation has been forwarded to the Washington County Attorney. Other recent fire calls in Washington County included a skid loader on fire when the Barnes Fire Department called to the 3000 block of 15th Road on December 20th. Hanover firemen responded to a grass fire December 28th at U.S. 36 and Zenith Road. And finally, last Friday, Washington Fire Department answered a call at City Park. Gage County authorities are asking for public assistance in locating Kyla Morris of Blue Springs, who was last seen in Blue Springs December 28th. If you know of her location or have seen Kyla Morris, please contact the Sheriff's Office, or you may leave information with Gage County Crime Stoppers or Nebraska Crime Stoppers. Nemahal County authorities are seeking information as to a recent burglary and theft at Floyd's Truck Repair on U.S. 36 south of Sabetha, around 10 p.m. Monday evening, December 27th. Over $2,000 in tools were reported stolen, and the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office has posted pictures of an individual and vehicle that may have been involved. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Thursday, 11 a.m., to review adoption of the county reorganization and approve December pay vouchers. Community Health Care System will host a retirement reception Thursday afternoon for Dr. Tom Walsh, who retired at the end of 2021, serving the Onega community for 46 years. Walsh joined his father's practice in 1975 and most recently served as Chief Operating Officer for Community Health Care. The public invited to a reception Thursday 4 until 6 p.m. at the Onega Community Hospital. Josephine E. Josie Carey, age 72, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday 1 until 6, Friday after 9 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Josie Carey. Alan D. Buss, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday 2 until 8, family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Alan Buss. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a pork tender, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, beef stroganoff, French bread, garden blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Thursday afternoon. This advisory covers much of the Midwest, including the greater portions of Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas, as well as the northwest portion of Missouri. As another upper-level low progresses through the region, our temperatures will continue to drop. Today, we can expect to see highs in the single digits and lower teens throughout Iowa, the single digits and upper teens throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s through mid-40s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens through upper 30s throughout Missouri. Arctic air will continue to seep south throughout the day today, causing overnight temperatures in Kansas and Missouri to be extremely cold. As we head into the later afternoon and early evening hours, a band of snow will start to move through the southwest corner of Nebraska and the northwest corner of Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high temperature on this date 71. The average low 19 and the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:18. Back on the chilly side with a 12-degree temperature reading this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 5th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at cambridgeplaceseniorcare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
The defending national champs fight to stay unbeaten, and Duke returns from its COVID break. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. On the college hardboards last night, top-ranked Baylor moved a step closer towards matching its own record set just 2 years ago.
There it is. And a throwdown. Samuel Joshua.
The call on ESPN, the backcourt duo of James Akinjo and Evan Flagler combined for 49 points. Baylor topped Oklahoma 84-74 and extended the nation's longest active winning streak to 20 games. The Bears are three wins away from matching their previous Big 12 conference record for most consecutive wins, 23. Playing for the first time in 2 weeks following a COVID outbreak, number two Duke had to overcome fatigue to take down Georgia Tech.
Pancaro faces up, sizing it up on Usher. Taking his time, got a baseline drop, got right by him, off the window for two.
On Learfield, behind Paolo Banchero's double-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds, the Blue Devils hung on for a 69-57 win. NHL, unlike their first meeting, which was relatively over after the first period, the Avalanche and Blackhawks needed overtime to settle the score in the rematch in Chicago.
Kale McCarr with it, looking for a pass, keeps it himself. What a move, McCarr, down low, Kale McCarr, he scores!
On the Altitude Sports Network, Kale McCarr's goal just 2.5 minutes into OT helped Colorado outlast Chicago 4-3 for their seventh straight win in their last eight. Looking to shake off their three-game losing skid, the Lightning returned to form against the shorthanded Blue Jackets.
Right wing Braden Point across the blue line for Palat in front, open, score!
On WFLA, Andres Palat had two goals while Tampa scored three times on the power play in their 7-2 rout of Columbus. NFL, Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield's season is over. Mayfield will have surgery to repair the torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder and will not play in the team's finale against the Bengals on Sunday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in high school girls play. Valley Heights took Washington County 51-23. Donovan West over Frankfort 49-30. Centralia girls took Wetmore 63-27. Clay Center beat Concordia 54-25. And Wamego outdid St. Mary's 81-49. In boys action, Valley Heights over Washington County 58-31. Frankfort took Donovan West 46-29. Clay Center boys knocked off Concordia 56-53. And St. Mary's took Wamego 53-41.
High school basketball season is here, and one thing is for sure, the Twin Valley League looks to be as exciting as ever. Can a team separate themselves from the pack early on, or will the league title once again come down to the final night? Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. I'll have the latest stats, scores, and stories from the TVL all season long. The TVL Spotlight, under the podcast tab at KNDYRadio.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Corn and biofuel groups yesterday made comments to the EPA regarding its renewable fuel standard proposal. EPA proposes renewable volume obligations that Growth Energy says would undercut blending requirements for biofuel in 2021, then retroactively waive 2.96 billion gallons from the 2020 RVOs finalized almost 2 years ago. Under the proposal, 2022 volumes return to statutory levels. The administration pledges to deny all improper small refiner exemption applications. Well, Growth Energy CEO Emily Score welcomed some of the changes, but said the proposal sets an extremely troubling precedent of revising finalized volumes for 2020 and back-setting volumes for 2021 rather than driving growth in renewable fuels. National Corn Grower President Chris Edgington said corn farmers produce low-carbon ethanol that offers immediate emission reduction, allowing agriculture to help address climate change. He adds the success helping meet the commitments depend on EPA sending a clear and firm message that volume requirements will be enforced. For only the second time since May, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer rose in December. The month's index climbed to 125, 9 points higher than in November. The index of current conditions and the index of future expectations rose in December, attributable mostly to improved perspective on current conditions in the ag sector. A more positive outlook regarding their farm's financial situation by ag producers, a major contributor to this month's rise. However, farmers are concerned about the rising input costs, with nearly half of producers choosing it as a top concern for 2022, and supply chain issues continue to haunt the nation's ag sector. 45% of respondents said tight farm machinery inventories impacted their machinery purchase plans. 39% said they've experienced difficulty in purchasing crop inputs for the 2022 season. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. On December 15th, a massive wildfire burned a large number of acres in central Kansas. Generational families lost ranch homes and cattle herds. The initial outpouring of help was tremendous as people from all over brought hay, supplies, and financial assistance. It is what makes our country great. But as time passes, the need is still there. If you would like to provide supplies, hay, or dollars, go to agriculture.ks.gov. Click on the Kansas Recovery Resources. Again, agriculture.ks.gov. Search Kansas Recovery Resources. Thank you.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. second Wednesday morning to you. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. It was a big day in gains for the grain market yesterday. A lot of green across the board. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all saw some positive numbers, and they continue to climb as the day went along. Livestock, on the other hand, saw a little bit lower numbers as the prices continue to try and balance themselves out for the sales that are lacking right now between the packers and the cattle producers. And the grain market, though, as we mentioned, started off a little slow at the start of the day yesterday, and by the end saw some decent gains. Corn for March was up by 20 and a quarter cents at 609.5. Had Kansas City wheat for March up by 12 and a half cents at 804 even. So some big gains there. Soybeans saw the biggest as they move further into the green, with January up by 34 and three quarters to 1378 and three quarters. The meal for January was up by 370 at 427.60. And the bean oil for January had a buck 93 in the green at 58.14. So some nice gains across the board there. Cotton market, they went up into the green early on and didn't see a whole lot of movement as the day went through yesterday, with March cotton up by $3.16 at 116.39. Canola was also up by 28.5 bucks at 10.41 and 30 cents. So some nice numbers there. Oats market, they saw some green as well for March. Oats up 11 and a quarter, sitting at 6 at 92. Over in the livestock market, essentially no volume of sales going on at the last couple of days, as many packers waiting for those prices to dip down for the cattle futures a little bit before they start reinvesting in their inventory right now. Cattle producers not being able to make the sales at the prices that they were wanting, floating around that 140 range. There were some right before the end of the year floating between that 140 to 142 price range, but it didn't last long, as live cattle starting to dip back down into the mid-30 range. As live cattle for February was down a buck 10 yesterday at 137.82. We had feeder cattle for January down $3.57 at 162.67. Lean hogs were down by 97 cents.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime, as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Everyone knows you should bend at the knees, not the hips, when shoveling snow. But are there any techniques that really make the chore easier? We will investigate next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Actor Robert Duvall turns 91, Diane Keaton turns 76, and thundersnow fell in the lower Great Lakes on this day in 1988. Thundersnows produce snow as deep as 69 inches in High Market, New York. In a previous edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac, we included some advice on the correct way to shovel snow. Among our suggestions, scoop, don't shovel. In the driveway, scoop a straight line through the middle, then push the remaining snow to the side as you work your way along the path. After about 100 swipes, call the kids over for dinner. It's the perfect opportunity to hand them the shovel. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal tips online at almanac.com.
728.
from KNDY. 12 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs only around 20 as another cold Arctic blast comes our way again today. Could be an inch or snow of 2 accumulation overnight tonight.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Deuce Vaughn and the Kansas State Wildcats finished a streaky season on a positive note with a dominant 42-20 win over shorthanded LSU in the Texas Bowl last night. Vaughn, a sophomore running back and first-team All-American as an all-purpose player, rushed for 146 yards on 21 carries. He also scored 4 touchdowns, 3 rushing and 1 receiving. Kansas State also got a strong performance from quarterback Skylar Thompson, who returned to make his final collegiate start after missing the regular season finale with an ankle injury. Thompson completed 21 of 28 passes for 259 yards and 3 touchdowns. Malik Knowles also had 2 touchdown catches and 42 yards receiving. Number 6 Kansas overcame a scoreless streak of more than 9.5 minutes to beat Oklahoma State last night, 74-63 in the delayed Big 12 conference opener for both teams. David McCormick had 17 points and a career-high 15 rebounds. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Marcus Carr scored 19 points, Timmy Allen had 17 points and a career-high 14 rebounds, and number 14 Texas rallied in the second half to beat Kansas State 70-57 last night in Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. Kansas State led 35-29 at halftime, but the Longhorns opened the second half with an 18-2 run. Nigel Pack scored 21 points, 15 in the first half, and Selton Miguel finished with 13 points for the Wildcats. Kansas State was missing 7 players and coach Bruce Weber because of COVID-19 protocol. The Kansas City Chiefs should have left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. on the field when they visit the Broncos on Saturday. Brown hurt his calf muscle during pregame warmups and missed last week's last-second loss in Cincinnati. But he did just about everything in practice Tuesday, and Coach Andy Reid said he expects Brown on the field in Denver. The Chiefs need to beat the Broncos and hope Tennessee loses to Houston on Sunday to earn the AFC's number one seed. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in high school girls play. Valley Heights took Washington County 51-23. Donovan West over Frankfort 49-30. Centralia girls took Wetmore 63-27. Clay Center beat Concordia 54-25. And Wamego outdid St. Mary's 81-49. In boys action, Valley Heights over Washington County 58-31. Frankfort took Donovan West 46-29. Clay Center boys knocked off Concordia 56-53, and St. Mary's took Wamego 53-41.
KNDY.
Words are sometimes funny. They can change the way you feel. I've seen them break a heart, save a soul, and make a grown man kneel. Now I don't wanna sound like I'm the fumbling fool, but I can't find the right ones to tell you the truth. I could tell. That my heart broke down and told me where we go love you. For lack of better words, let me try another way to explain it more or less. To say my heart is only yours is only close at best. There's feelings deep inside me no words could ever touch. So no matter what I try to say, it's just not enough. I could tell. Love you for lack of better.